I'll have the worship team come up and continue in worship.
Good morning. If you would stand with us as we begin our time of singing today.
walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Sing it, oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh, no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me. Thank you. worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Amen. You may be seated.
Congregation has been doing this for 137 years. Our God is faithful. Amen? Amen. We come now to our time of pastoral prayer. And kids, what's happening here? This is where we pray for the needs of our church. We pray for our government officials. We pray for our brother and sister churches, and we pray for missions. And especially today, I'll share the update. Many of you have been praying for Brother James Strong yesterday, who was on the helicopter ride to Kyle, Texas. I was messaging Carolyn this morning. I spoke with her yesterday. He is stable there, and they're evaluating neck brace or surgery. So we'll pray for him, because, I mean, we just saw him at men's breakfast yesterday. That was not the plan for him to be on a helicopter yesterday. But I know that's an alarming time, and encourage them and lift them up. But I want to remind us of our Regenesis idea this month. We have those little blue prayer cards in the back if you want to pray along with us this month. But our idea this month is progress over perfection. Keep moving forward in what God has before us. Our church is praying for revival and renewal. I'll encourage you to come tonight. We'll make a concerted effort to pray for that. If you'd like to pray along with us, I'll encourage you to get those cards. So we'll pray for that idea. Our church today, and this is in your worship guide in the back, is Minnehula Baptist Church. We'll be praying for them. They're down by Goliad. Our missionaries are Caleb and Heather, heading to Europe. And our government official today is Director Mike Marath of the Texas Education Agency. This is quite a time of year for them with all their state testing. And again, these are in your worship guide for you to begin praying for them also this week. But let me read for you our scripture passage for this time, Proverbs 29:18. And kids, here's what I want you to listen for. How does God's vision, knowing what God wants to see, affect God's people? So Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. Kids, do you see what happens? With no vision, that no clue what God's up to, they cast off restraint. Anything goes. But the reverse is also true. Whenever we know where God is leading us, we were drawn to obedience. And so that's our prayer in this Regenesis process. Not that we would just be about newness and new things and new people, but we'd also be a people that obey, that seek to follow God. We must desire vision from God, but is God ever going to lead us counter to his instruction? Is he ever going to lead us into sin? No. He leads us into paths of obedience. So let us pray together, church, and bow your heads, kids. Let's pray together. And I'll remind you, your job at this time is listen to what I'm praying. And then if it's true, at the end, say amen loud and proud. All right, let us pray. Father God, we cry out to you as Jesus' people, desiring fresh vision. That we would look at our church differently, that we would look at Yoakum differently. We would say, God is on the move here. But let us never forget that we are called to lives of holiness, to obedience. We follow you, and we don't make up the rules along the way. Jesus, we pray for our government officials, these authorities under your authority. Today we pray for all of our educators across our state, but especially in the TEA, overseeing all of our schools, Director Mike Marath. I pray for things going on in Austin, that our public schools would remain places that are safe and open to the gospel, that even in our own district, we would be able to continue sharing the gospel with students on campus. And Father God, we pray for our church, Sister Minahula Baptist Church, their pastor, Ira Antoine, yesterday buried his father. I know that he is grieving. I know their congregation is grieving. I pray that you would give them hope. They wouldn't grieve as the world does. And that also you would give them a renewed sense of evangelism, of reaching their neighbors. Let this funeral remind them that time is short. And Jesus, we pray for these missionaries, Caleb and Heather, being sent out by the IMB on their way to Europe. I pray that their sending church would be encouraged, that they would lift them up. And I especially pray for their little daughters, these little girls going to a place that doesn't feel like home, that doesn't feel like where they were raised, that they would know they have the same Jesus all the way across the world. And Father God, I thank you so much that you, in your sovereignty, saw fit to plant this church 137 years ago. Thank you for putting it on the heart of Brother Rowland, and we thank you for these years of faithfulness. And Jesus, we do lift up our brothers and sisters that are broken and bruised at this time, Sister Macy, Sister Jessica, Mr. Jimmy, but especially the alarming news of Mr. James riding in the helicopter. I pray that you give them guidance and wisdom and healing as they decide what to do with the surgery or the cast. Jesus, we love you. We thank you that you are our God and King. And we just thank you that we get to be called your people, your church. We pray this in your name. Amen. And now we have a special time. It is very fitting not only have young people lead us in song, but also lead us in scripture reading. So I'll ask my Bible readers this morning to come on up here. Where are my Bible readers? All three of y'all will have you. Boom, boom, boom. I'll warn you, they are going to read a longer section. They're going to read Revelation 12 and 13. So they will ask you to stand in a moment. But as they do, remember, if it's not safe, bend your knees, sit down. But I'll turn it over to Joaquin, and you'll start up here. And okay, we're in order. We're ready to go. All right, here you go, brother.
Please stand for the reading of God's word. Revelation 12, 1 through 17. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth, pains in the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she in a place prepared by God, in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, saying, Now the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had been given birth to the male child. But the woman who had given 2 wings of the great eagle, so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness, to the place where she is to be nourished for a time and times and half a time. The serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman to sweep her away with a flood. But the earth came to the help of the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring on those who kept the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea.
And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 demands on his horns and baptism names on his heads. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of his heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed. And the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" And the beast was given a mouth, uttering haughty and baptism words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It opened his mouth to utter baptism word against God, baptizing his name and his dwelling, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints. And to conquer them. And authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation, and all who dwell on earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the word in the book of life, of the Lamb who was slain. If anyone has a ear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken captive to captivity, he goes. If anyone has been and is to be slain, with the sword must he be slain. Here is a call for the introduce of faith of the saints.
Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship to the image of the beast to be slain. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated.